Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I can honestly say that the entire show today is devoted to the noble cause of building more muscle easier. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, to talk, to do the Blueprint Power Hour, which we customarily do on Tuesdays. But then I'll be followed by Dr. Hypertrophy himself, Dr. Brad Schoenfeld, to talk about a study that's about to be published comparing volume load, low versus high load resistance training, which gets the best response the fastest. So it's going to be very, very interesting. I promise you that. And now, without further ado. Oh, what the heck is that? I'm sorry about that. This is what happens when you produce your own shows.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. Because we're in the final days of the big Blueprint Bulletin 3-year anniversary special. Over at CoachRobRegis.com. New subscribers get the best of issues from 2013, 14, and 15, covering the following topics, amongst others. The single best fat burner on the market, disguised as an antacid. The two most underrated lifts you're not using to grow big. Chin-up change-ups. How to add up to 1 inch to your arms in 60 days. The single most counterintuitive PED, hiding in plain sight. And then finally, pinning ecdy, results from the injectable Ropontacum Carthamoids extract experiment. Now you get all of that and more, along with the Superhuman University add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout course. Otherwise, stay tuned for another big, and I mean real big, announcement next week.
And this is at CoachRobRegish.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Has anyone ever had an injectable ECTI before, ever?
No, you know, for obvious reasons. I've only seen one other individual that pinned ectosterone, and he was over on Anabolic Minds, if memory serves. And, you know, his results were not unlike mine. I mean, very, very favorable. So
okay. All right, so that's really, really interesting stuff. Okay, so let's get right underway. The first question comes from Adam Herzog. He says, hey, Rob, I'm a frequent flyer over at Predator Nutrition's forum, but thought I would contact you directly. Just bought a new tub of Progenidrex, and note the caps are white as opposed to red of my first two bottles. Is this legit? Also, why use Laxogenin and not another ECTI, like 20-hydroxy ectosterone?
You know, after being sold out for quite some time, yes, factory fresh Progenitrex did in fact just arrive not long ago at Predator. And you are correct. The caps are colored white versus red the first go around because of an oversight on my part when in instructing the lab, or not instructing them as the case may be. Since we never specified a color, I just assumed they'd run caps again. Another hard lesson on my part into why assuming is a bad practice. Now, having said that, rest assured, it's all legit. You know, it's got all the same active ingredients in it that have garnered only 5-star reviews over there. Now, on the cap color, we learned a powerful lesson in consumer psychology when that happened once on Synthogen. We were sold out again, same scenario, and customers were clamoring for it. So we had a decision to make. Run in all white caps versus the trademark black and white that people are used to, or don't run it at all. So we chose all white caps, and all hell broke loose. People thought it was counterfeit, especially due to the popularity of the product. Here's something unique to both products, too, though, that will tell you it's the real McCoy. They both have very noticeable effect. There is no, you know, yeah, I think it's working. No. It's more like getting hit with a sledgehammer. In Progenitrex's case, users report huge pumps, an increase in appetite for quality foods, a distinct alpha male feeling, and, of course, weight gains with none of it being in the waist. Now, as for Loxogenin versus 20-hydroxyectosterone, it's simply a much more effective analog of ECDI versus using higher milligram amounts. And 20H, by the way, is the last ectosterone I would use orally in a product. Despite what you read in the literature, it's almost useless orally. I've used multiple gram amounts of it, right, just that way. I've made my own sublinguals and a transdermal delivery system. Only the latter, at a gram a day, notice some of ECDI's trademark effects. You know, less DOMS, better recovery, but it was barely noticeable at that. Here's my advice, the bottom line. Stick with Ropontagum carthamoids extract and or Loxogenin orally and reap all of the well-known benefits. Now, as our friend Adele Musa over at Subversity.com reported recently, it racked up yet another stunning study result. You know, this time in human volunteers. So suddenly, it's not so easy to dismiss it anymore.
Randy Hill says, what's up with Forskolin? I see it's been discussed quite a bit in the past with favorable reviews. Assuming it's really worth the asking price, how best can I use it? We first started talking about Forskolin back in the days of Mind and Muscle.
Yeah, it's really an interesting supplement.
Yeah, yeah.
Forskolin is, in fact, a tremendous repartitioning agent, even used right by its lonesome in the studies. The situation changes dramatically, though, in your favor, when it's paired with a beta agonist like ephedrine and, of course, its tag team partner, caffeine. When used in that context, Forskolin greatly magnifies ephedrine's already hefty fat loss punch. Now, adding 25 milligrams of Forskolin twice a day to 25 milligrams of ephedrine and 250 milligrams of caffeine is a surefire strategy to success, because ephedrine and caffeine need to be dosed in a, you know, 1 to 10 ratio. So 25 milligrams of ephedrine and 250 milligrams of caffeine.
But you should know that you can tolerate those kind of doses of before trying this.
And tolerance is what comes up next, because I see a lot of guys stacking ephedrine with Yohimbe. Now, on Yohimbe, You're going to suffer from profuse sweating, paranoia, all right, water retention, and increased blood pressure. You will not believe what you're seeing on that cuff. Forskolin, by contrast, will decrease blood pressure. It will elevate cyclic AMP while increasing your testosterone. Compare and contrast that with a significant drop in testosterone when subjects are dieting, right? And you can see the difference that it makes. With respect to which brand to use, an excellent adjunct to a smart recount program. It's at the top of my list for use in that context. It carries an excellent cost-to-benefit ratio. You are looking for Sabinsa's Forsylene brand of Forskolin.
Uh-huh.
Nature's Way and Puritan's Pride both have standalone versions that are very competitively priced. I think you do well with either one.
Mike Graham, we're going to roll right through this. He says, I listen every week and really like what you have to say. Was excited to hear about Thrive Protein when you first mentioned it, but then remembered my experience with other protein powders, nothing earth-shattering. What makes you recommend this one so highly, and what makes it different versus all the low-temperature processed ways out there?
You know, there's a lot different. So let's go over the reasons why. First, Thrive isn't just whey. Right? In fact, I think it has more casein or milk protein versus whey.
No, it has more whey.
Okay.
It is it's actually 60-40.
60-40. Okay. Yeah. But there's still a good whop of milk proteins.
Well, it's the appropriate ratios for mature breast milk.
Yeah. And that's an important distinction because those other milk proteins, casein amongst them, keeps blood amino acid levels mm-hmm. elevated for 7 hours versus whey, where at the end of 90 minutes, it's burned through a lot of it. Now, then we get to colostrum, which has shown much promise in the literature. In the amount used, which I think you have a gram a serving in it.
Yes, that's right.
It is a very effective, amongst other things, immune enhancer, and it brings those various IGF-1s, insulin-like growth factor 1 and 2,
yep,
to the table. So it is the combination of essential amino acids and whey, plus colostrum, plus longer-acting milk proteins, that really appeals to me. So let's think this through now. Notice what Thrive does not rely heavily on. You hear a lot of talk about di- and tripeptides. In fact, you'll see this in products using, I think it's Pepto-Pro and the like. You know, the truth is, they make a big deal about how it's hydrolyzed. When you hydrolyze a protein down to such a low molecular weight, it denatures it. Instead, like Synthogen, Thrive uses carefully arranged essential amino acids to flood the bloodstream and get aminos lightning quick to the muscles. Now, I'm not sure what ratios you're using. I'm not asking.
What I can tell you is that every scoop of Thrive has 3.6 grams of leucine in it, which is combined with some of the free-form amino acids.
Yeah.
But also from the protein powder itself.
Right. Now, once those essential aminos have accomplished their objective, whey picks up as a fast protein, and its aminos begin to show up and work their magic. Now, normally, just whey sees a rapid rise, but then just as rapid a fall in blood amino acid levels. When that happens, you wind up sometimes with a net loss of nitrogen retention. More often than not, that happens. Unless you keep redosing whey pretty much every hour. There's no need to do that with Thrive. Instead, the milk proteins begin trickling aminos to the muscles over the next 6 to 7 hours. You'll also note it is rich in proline, which was true of Dr. Connolly's last product, right? Physique 2.0?
Yep.
Now, he's no dummy. And Thrive's blend has it included for a reason. I have to hand it to whoever formulated this. Thrive looks like a, you know, the penultimate protein powder that's been done. Better even than Rio Blair's milk and egg back in the day. I'd imagine it combines rather well with stuff like either straight water, pineapple juice, carbolin, or my personal favorite, coconut milk. The latter, if you desire to keep your carbs low and GH skyrocketing post-workout. So kudos to whoever put that put that together, man. The formula.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Was that all you, or was it Adele?
No, it was me. It's been 3 years. I worked on that formula for 3 years. No, Adele just wrote the science behind it. I showed him what the product was made out of, and he did the research and wrote the science on the product. And you know Adele, you can't buy Adele. You can't. If he doesn't favor something, he comes out and says it. You know, so I would say that everything that's written about Thrive in the science write-up on it is really ultra-conservative.
And isn't it a great feeling just when you roll it out, you have so much pride? And that's a sign, by the way, of if you're ever talking to somebody who's formulated a product and it just hits the market, that's usually a sign that they did a nice job on it.
If you're really trying to provide something that's exciting and new, you hope that people are just as excited about it as you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? But now we'll see. Time will tell if people understand. And I think that I have a feeling we're gonna see some amazing testimonials about the effects of Thrive. In a variety of different functional systems in the body. Not just building muscle.
I'm allergic to whey, but I'm still ordering it. That's how excited I am for it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more questions to answer. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine. .net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, Dr. Hypertrophy joins us himself about breaking new research. It's not even been published yet. About the differences in volumes and the effects on hypertrophy. Nobody does the kind of research that Dr. Brad Schoenfeld does.
A little at a time,
he nicks away at the bro science,
right.
Either proves it right or proves it wrong. So many of us who are trying to put on muscle can find the most efficient ways, and we can exclude the things that seem to waste time.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great interview. Okay, this next question comes from Eddie Sanchez. He says, what's new in 2016? I mean, training-wise. Anything new on the horizon we should be paying attention to?
This is really interesting. I never get questions on training. So kudos to you, Eddie. No matter what anybody tells you, there's not much new in this business training-wise. Most of the methods discussed in the popular bodybuilding magazines are just rehash. Instead, I want you to resurrect training methods from bodybuilding BS or before steroids. There are important reasons why, right, you'd want to do this, so it pays to understand. One, new legislation in this country will see any compound that promotes muscle growth quickly banned. If you don't believe me, read it. Two, methods here worked out long ago that work. They work well and have been improved upon since their original publication. Three, these methods aren't being used by anyone that I can see in gyms today, which is a surefire sign they're right on the mark. Over at strongmanbooks.com, you're going to find the following. One, a textbook on weightlifting by Arthur Saxon. Saxon was one of the most famous of all the old-time strongmen. That's because his most amazing feat just simply boggles the mind. He lifted 370 pounds overhead with one arm. You know, this is a weight that over 99% of the population, and I sure fall into it, can't lift off the ground with both hands. Yet, or at least overhead, the Iron Master could put it overhead 370 pounds with a single arm. Not impressive enough? How about a 250-pound military press done in the strictest form without a backbend? That book is waiting for you right now for the ridiculously low price of $12.95. Second book, The Keys to Muscle and Might by George Jowett. For just $20, you're going to learn what he called curative exercises that heal injuries. the value of finger strength and how it's acquired. Think about push-ups using only one thumb. How a column or neck creates nerve force, right? This one's worth the price of admission alone because you are almost instantly stronger. Strengthening the weakest link in the spinal chain. That kind of goes along with the column or neck. And then three, how to perform strongman stunts. $10. Imagine yourself sitting around, you know, at a cocktail party, whatever, with family by doing stuff like, you know, doing stuff like this. Tearing a phone book in half. How to tear a deck of cards in half. How to lift a man overhead with one hand. And how to lift more with just one finger than others can with two hands. Finally, over at dragondoor.com, you can get one of Paul Wade's books. He wrote Convict Conditioning. The new book is called Sea Mass, which should say it all. It's not new, but it's one of the newer ones. So in this rendition, Paul describes how to use body weight training to build muscle mass. Now, note the difference versus his previous offerings, Convict Conditioning 1 and 2, which were primarily based on building superhuman strength. So Coach Wade lays out a convincing case as to why body weight training once again trumps the weights and shows you how to structure your sessions to keep, and this was really interesting, he used this term, how to structure your sessions to chemically deplete your muscle cells such that they rebuild bigger, a lot bigger. This book really blows the lid off of the ridiculous training and diet methods put forth by a lot of the quote-unquote authorities, which, with few exceptions, is drug-fueled with a line of dietary supplements that, you know, to sell you. Look, I wrote 5 books of my own. The 6th one is coming out shortly. It's not easy sending you elsewhere to get other people's information. There's no vested interest here. There's no discount codes. There's no affiliate kickbacks. I am simply offering to you the very best information that will get you to Gainesville. And by the way...
Uh-oh. Gainesville is calling.
Yeah, exactly. So, instead, right, by the way, you know, you buy half a dozen of these gems, you're going to spend less than the latest and greatest supplement fad this month. Right. Instead of being out $50 or more with nothing to show for it, you will get great results with these books. You're going to be able to repeat those over and over without resorting to having to deal with the black market,
right,
jeopardizing your health or losing it all when you quote-unquote come off. All right, enough said. Go there, order the books, do it. You will be much larger and much stronger, guaranteed.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a question from Mike Tange. Is that how you pronounce that? Tange?
Huh? Tange.
Okay, so we're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay with us. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You create misery.
Welcome back. So Mike Tangay says, I've heard you speak to why chin-ups are not only the best back exercise, but also the best bicep builder versus any curl. Makes a lot of sense to me, but I have a dilemma. I can only get 2 or 3 before gassing out and failing on the next rep. What's the fastest way to get stronger on the chin-up?
Well, you know, it sounds simple, but to get better at chin-ups, you practice more chin-ups. One of the least discussed and best methods is to practice the lift frequently, right, and continue to up not just the total number of reps per set. You can go about it another way. You want to try and increase the total number of reps in any given unit of time. So let's discuss why, how, and I'll give you some suggestions as to how to properly execute it. The chin-up is a great idea. And in my book, it is the ultimate test of upper body pulling strength for a number of reasons, not the least of which is this. It keeps your gains honest. You know, you can delude yourself into thinking that that extra chub around your waist isn't hurting you by watching your squat, deadlift, and barbell rows climb ever higher. It shows up real fast, though, in your chin-ups. Real fast. The more you practice, the better you'll get at recruiting multiple muscle groups simultaneously, as the lift itself demands. What you want to do is set a timer for 5 minutes. Start it when you begin doing your chins, but do not go to failure on any one set. Instead, you want to get to a point where you're a rep or two shy of hitting failure and leave a little in the tank. So for you, 2 reps sounds about right, at least on the early sets. Now, after you've done your set, perform another one about every 30 seconds thereafter. That should give you at least 9 opportunities to knock out as many reps as possible during the allotted time frame. You want to begin with, let's say, a wider overhand grip, and then carefully bring it in on subsequent sets, finishing with either a pronated, palms facing each other, grip, and or an underhand close grip. Take careful note of your hand placement on each set, and of course the number of reps, etc. Let's say at the end of 5 minutes you get 18 reps. Fantastic. Now, your sole objective next time you perform this workout is to get more than 18 reps. If you can, you stimulated muscle growth. If you can't, you're not going to grow any new muscle. Now, you can see then why I'm fond of saying there is beauty in simplicity. Since workouts are short with this method, you can perform them more frequently, meaning you have more opportunities to improve while you're practicing the lift. So give that a shot, Mike. I am sure you'll be pleased. You can apply that 2-minute method, by the way, to just about anything. I have a day where I do chin-ups and push-ups, another 5-minute block, and of course you can pair that with your back exercises, let's say bridging, one-legged squats, and abs for the lower body and the core.
And this is an effective muscle builder, but be careful because you can quickly start swimming into the sea of overtraining if you're doing multiple sessions of push-ups in a day. The front deltoids will get hot on you. You'll see that. Johnny Gray says, I'm using your German loading patterns for my bench press. They're not working as well as you claim. They're even better. I consistently get a 5, 10, or even sometimes bigger increase when I peak. My question is, why does this work so much better than traditional pyramids that I've used in the past?
In a word, precision. Traditional pyramiding works, of course, but more often for newbies versus advanced men. The issue is this. When you're winging it in the gym, even if you know you want to use a weight that's 10-8-6-6, even if you're doing that, you're guessing. You're guessing which weight to use, how many sets to perform, and you're guessing at the number of reps. The blueprint, for example, uses half a dozen loading patterns that leave no ambiguity. You just punch in your 1 rep max into the field, hit enter, and presto. It spits out every weight to use, every set, and it even tells you how many reps to perform. That, my friends, is precision. And it's what the Germans are known for. The blueprint also sprinkles loading patterns in from Russia, Bulgaria, and elsewhere to arrive at a new 1 rep max right on schedule. Trust me on this. The Germans, the Russians, and the other countries have it all over us in this endeavor, which is why we get our clocks cleaned at the Olympics every 4 years. All athletes have access to the same drugs, the same food, doctors, trainers, coaches, etc. The difference is in the understanding of how to load and deload the body to reach a new zenith in size and strength. They invested money in how to do that. We didn't. the results, as they say, are predictable. Now, one loading pattern won't get you anywhere, though, because repeating it won't give you the same results. You're going to be tempted, but I'm going to tell you it's not going to work. If you go to the well one too many times, you're going to go backwards. It's called central nervous system disinhibition. Instead, the blueprint carefully arranges different loading patterns, and this is the key, that build on each other. Now, just try and find that anywhere else. You won't. I've already looked. So what does this mean to you, right? The guy that wants to get stronger? I have athletes who have added 100 pounds or more to their squat and deadlifts, a lesser but equally impressive amount to their bench, and they did it in around 6 months, maybe a little longer. Now, if you don't believe that, let's do some math. 5% on a 400-pound squat is 420 pounds when you peak, and you peak in 6 workouts. The next loading pattern adds 10%, so that 420 is now a 460. The loading pattern after that adds 7.5%, so now it becomes 490. The next loading pattern adds 10%, so his new one rep max becomes 530. At this point, he's added 130 pounds to his lift. And there are two more loading patterns waiting in the wings behind those. So you see, Johnny, the blueprint uses a very calculated approach to getting bigger and stronger. There is no guesswork that's involved. That's why you're doing so much better versus quote unquote winging it. So CoachRobBregish.com, and specifically if you're interested in that, the Blueprint 2.0. If you want to put 100 pounds on a barbell lift of your choice. It's really incredible when it happens to you. A lot of guys don't believe it until it happens to them, and then they're believers.
Well, it makes perfect sense. You pick and choose different. You know, most people espouse a given routine. This is what I've come up with. This is the way you should do it.
Right.
And imagine going to college, to university. They give you one book when you get there. They say this is the only book you're going to have for 4 years. How expansive could your knowledge be if that's all you were given?
Well, that's a good analogy.
Okay, so what you've done is you've gone out and you've paid homage to the programs that work. You haven't claimed that they're yours. You're not saying, oh, I invented this. This is the one way to train.
Right.
And then what you've done is you've assembled them in a logical fashion where they build on each other.
Right. And you know what? They're significantly different from each other. And that's an important point because I was explaining this to my protege the other day, Nick, in the gym. You're going to stumble upon a training method that works incredibly well for you. This happens a lot to one set to absolute muscular failure folks, high intensity training. And then you're going to become married to it. You are going to sing its praises to everyone you see. What happens next is interesting. At some point, you're going to hit a brick wall, and you're going to hit a brick wall hard. If all you've known is hit, and all you've been studying is hit, and you're not prepared for what's next, you're going to be caught with your pants down, and it is not a good place to be.
Yeah, there's no progress. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about all the offerings of Coach Rob Regish. We'll be right back.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It's day and night. Day and night. It's day and night.
Welcome back.
Day and night. Day and night.
The blueprint tip of the day. What is it, Rob?
The drug law enforcement officers fear the most. Now, I'm sure some of you guys are law enforcement, so remember, this is just my discussion with cops. There may be other drugs, but this is what I got a lot of. I am told if there's one drug that scares the hell out of the police, it's PCP. AKA angel dust, and more pointedly, AMP. But the effects of PCP are the stuff of legend. While on it, police have documented cases of men who, one, broke out of steel handcuffs, both front and back, two, taken on 10 people at once and held their own, three, kicked open police car doors from the inside, locked up, obviously, and four, shrugged off bullet wounds at point-blank range, then kept coming. Now, hopefully you can see now why some law enforcement officers shudder at somebody that's on, you know, on PCP, having to deal with them. Comparatively speaking, steroids don't hold a candle to this stuff. It can and does turn skinny punks into Superman, at least until they wake up the next day, if they wake up at all. Now, here's the interesting thing. PCP is not a steroid, or what's known as a classic performance-enhancing drug, as we understand it. It does virtually nothing to the muscles to account for these incredible effects. Instead, it is a psychoactive compound, meaning its effects are on the mind. The drug is able to put normal people into such a rage-like state that they literally feel no pain and have superhuman strength. Hopefully, you understand now why I've been hammering the following point home. The, you know, that mechanism, the mind, tapping the mind, is the last frontier sports supplement companies need to tap into. Now, of course, I am not suggesting you take PCP pre-workout, but the examples I cited should make the point. The mind really can make the body achieve incredible levels of strength. And we're talking about relatively small, untrained men. So the question becomes, how do we harness that power? Here are the fundamentals that you need to tap into. One, arousal, right? When the mind is amped up, the body releases endorphins and adrenaline, which remove pain and increase power. If you can cultivate a controlled state of arousal, it'll radically increase your strength. The key word there being controlled. Two, belief. If you don't believe you can perform a feat of strength, I guarantee it, you won't. If you walk up to a squat bar loaded with 500 pounds and you have one doubt that you're not going to get it, you ain't getting it. Three, visualization. The best way to believe something's real is to visualize it. Numerous studies have shown that the simple act of visualizing success makes you a lot more likely of achieving it. Why? Because the brain is full of these firewalls which limit your performance. Now, when the brain sees, when it sees you achieving something over and over and over, even if the image is fake or not real, it turns off those firewalls. Four, motivation, right? Imagine going to train and, you know, you get into your sets, but you're too weak to perform your usual 20 push-ups. Suddenly, somebody puts a gun to your head and threatens to kill you if you can't get 20. Trust me, you're going to get 20. Many athletes use their mind to put them in situations like this before a big lift, and they usually make it. Five would be imagination. At the heart of these techniques is imagining them. When I was 17, I would lay down and put headphones on while listening to like the Rocky soundtrack. Then, in my mind's eye, I saw myself deadlifting 500 pounds. Now, I had no idea what I was doing was visualization, but I went on to squat 525, right, in the meet at age 19. These days, we focus too much on the superficial aspects of training, right? I see guys talking about, man, I want to have real big arms or really big pecs, right? Or privately, behind the scenes, what they're visualizing is scoring with a particular girl that they're interested in. Instead of all that crap, visualize lifting your new one rep max, not for a single, but for a triple. Now, you do that 3 times a day for 2 weeks before maxing out, okay, and then max out. Do that 3 times a day, at least one before bed, and I'm betting you will drill it, and trust me, you will. So underutilized, this visualization.
Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't take long. It's just set aside some time in a quiet space where there's no internet, there's no phone. Put all that stuff away and visualize success. It is an incredibly powerful technique.
And something, I mean, professional athletes do this now. Pro athletes learn how to visualize everything from swimmers to basketball players and everything in between.
And yeah, it works. I mean, the physical improvements, in my opinion, aren't going to be superseded by anything, right? Anabolics are at the top of the list.
Right.
And they always will be. It's tapping the mind that is the next, great breakthrough that...
Plug the special that's going on right now, the 3-year blueprint special again.
Oh, yeah. 3-year anniversary. You get 3 best of issues for 2013, 14, and 15, plus the Superhuman University Admonish to Your Upper Arms in a single workout MP3 download. I'm telling you, you're going to learn things in this blueprint bulletin that are going to allow you to go up to Walmart or your nearest drugstore and purchase something that takes the weight off, and not just, weight in your limbs. Preferentially, this stuff, you lose fat in the waist. It's incredible.
When you were saying that, I kept, for some reason, I thought about that line in that Tupac, I think Tupac did it. It was an old song. I can't think of the name of it now, but he would say in it, you're going to see some things that are going to make it hard to smile in the future.
yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Okay. All right, listen, thanks for everything, Rob. We'll see you next week, okay?
Great, let's get to hour 2, man.
Okay, go to CoachRobRegish.com today. Be stronger tomorrow. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Hypertrophy himself, Dr. Brad Schoenfeld. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making
making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Remy Demi. I love this song. Okay. Those of us who are involved in the noble pursuit of greater strength and greater muscle size always appreciate the work that Dr. Hypertrophy does. I call him Dr. Hypertrophy because nobody writes about the science about building muscle as eloquently, does the types of studies that give us great insights than Brad Schoenfeld. Dr. Schoenfeld, how are you?
I'm terrific, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know, it's all about eliminating the stuff that doesn't help and focusing on the stuff that does. Ultimately, for those of us who are interested in adding muscle size, and obviously the strength that comes along with it, it's really, we would stick to a plan if we believed what we were doing was the best option given the amount of time that we want to see a response. And that's what your studies always seem to focus on, which is really refreshing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the unique things about myself as a researcher is that I came from a practical background, that I was a trainer for many years, and really all my research questions are drawn from my experience as a fitness professional. So I think that gives a much more practical aspect to what I do, and I think that resonates with most who are practitioners in the field.
Now, this most recent paper we're going to talk about is going to be published in March, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it's a comparison of increase in volume load over 8 weeks of low versus high load resistance training.
Mm-hmm.
So for the neophyte, includes me, what questions were you trying to answer? What was this going to be about?
So the interesting thing, first of all, this data actually has been published. So this was data that I had already collected. It was a study that I think I even was on your show.
Yes.
And talked about it. So we basically looked at one group did 8 to 10 reps, RM, to failure, and the other group did 25 to 35 reps to failure. and we controlled all the other variables. We controlled the rest interval. We controlled the number of sets, the exercises that they did. Everything else was completely the same, except for the number of repetitions to failure. And it was an 8-week study, and we found really there were no differences in hypertrophy between groups, but there were big differences in strength. The heavier load group, moderate load group, had a much greater strength increase, and conversely, the higher rep group had greater increases in muscle endurance. So it was an interesting study, and after it was published, I started thinking about it and looking, going back to the data, and saying, you know, it would be really interesting. I always try to do this. At some point, you look and see if you might have other things that can be gleaned from the data. And I, just from visual inspection, it looked like the there was a much bigger difference in the amount of weight that the lower load group, the lighter load group, progressed to over time. So I said, hey, it'd be interesting if we statistically took a look at this. And I sent this off to a colleague of mine who's a statistician, and lo and behold, he found a major difference. So what we were looking to do was to see, in a nutshell, is whether one group had a greater increase in the amount of total weight lifted, and that would be, it's called volume load, and it's the number of reps per week times the total number, the total amount of the load. So let's say, just for, give an example, supposing you did three sets with 50 pounds in week one, and by week eight, you were doing three sets of 100 pounds, you've doubled your volume load.
Right.
Because the number of sets and repetitions were the same, but you've increased the volume, you've increased the loading that you've used.
Right.
And the interesting thing, in a nutshell, was that we found that the group that was doing the lighter weight had much greater increases from baseline in the amount of load that they were using.
But isn't that because that load is just spread out, the muscles can recover? What is the, ultimately, what does that get you? Does it get you more muscle?
Well, so there is good evidence that volume load, it does drive a hypertrophic response. Now, with that said, we know that volume, there is a what's called a dose-response relationship, where greater increases in volume lead to greater hypertrophic gains. Where that fits in on a continuum, no one knows. So there's not, first of all, there's going to be differences between individuals. It's not like everyone's going to respond the exact same way to the same volume. We know that that's not the case. We know that people respond very differently to an exercise stimulus. So the question is, at what point are there diminishing returns, or potentially through, let's say, overtraining, maybe even negative returns on that? I can't answer that question. What we do know is that up to a certain point, increasing volume will enhance the hypertrophic response, and this was shown. Now, here's what I'll say. I'm not really looking at it as much from that perspective here, although that might have been partially what had driven the increase in hypertrophy. We don't know.
Right.
What to me is more interesting is the potential ramifications as to why the mechanisms, as to why the higher load group would have been able to increase their volume load over time. What might you think?
I have a theory. How did you know? It's like he flipped. Because from an evolutionary perspective, muscle comes at a great metabolic cost. And the body has to be convinced that the environment is supportive of that cost. And this is comes from two things that I see. From a availability of nutrition obviously plays into that. But the other thing is the perceived stress levels that we that are apparent on the body. And I mean, this we saw this more recently. I don't know, maybe like 5 months ago, there was a study that showed that, you know, women who trained too intensely, they actually couldn't lose body fat. They were expending a lot more energy, but the body was conserving the body fat, as opposed to the women who tended to train not to a high fatigue level or exhaustion level. And that just, that speaks to this. You know, the body needs to feel it's safe. You know, it's safe to add this muscle. Wow, we're getting plenty of nutrition. And you know, we're not working that hard. We're not, we don't feel that exhaustive central nervous system stress that tells us, hey, there's something wrong with our environment, hold on to body fat, keep muscle, you know, maybe through myostatin production, keep muscle at a lower level. That's just my idiot's opinion.
Well, first of all, it's certainly not an idiot's opinion. That's a viable hypothesis. However, you're looking at it from a muscle standpoint, and we're detaching. My goal here is to detach this from the gains in muscle because they don't necessarily, they're not necessarily correlated. We don't know. And here's my thinking and the colleagues that I had collaborated with. I collaborated with some really good colleagues on this, including Brett Contreras, Andrew Vygotsky, Dan Ogborn. So that's some really good people on this study. And here's what I had hypothesized, and we had really hypothesized, was that there might have been improvements either in buffering capacity. So take a step back. When you're training at this very high repetition range, you're building up huge amounts of lactic acid.
Right.
The acidosis that is present is really, really astronomical. And with that said, I mean, half of our subjects puked who are on the high rep routine during the first week.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a real adjustment for them to get used to this very high level of training. And I'll also add that none of the subjects, we did an interview, I always do these pre-interviews as to training history, and none of them had trained with more than roughly 15 RM, 15 reps max.
Right.
So this was a big adjustment to them. And we had hypothesized that, number one, it could be probably at least has something to do with buffering capacity, that as the body is continually subjected to this high level of acidosis, it becomes more efficient in clearing out the lactic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, you are able to push on and get high and increase the load that you're using to achieve a similar amount of reps. So that was number one. We also theorized it could be due to improved either hypertrophy and or some types of adaptations within type 1 fibers outside of the buffering capacity. And here the reason that we felt this way was that there is some evidence that there is greater hypertrophy adaptations associated with high rep training as opposed to low to moderate rep training.
Right.
There's been quite a few studies out of Russia that have shown that. Stu Phillips had a study that did show greater type 1 hypertrophy, although it wasn't statistically significant. The absolute numbers were pretty, you know, pretty decently above those of the moderate rep group. So with that said, those two factors might have entered into play. And
mm-hmm.
what is the take home here? Well, if you can improve buffering capacity, at least hypothetically, you can then take this information and say, hey, doing some high rep work in the 20 plus rep RM range might actually improve your ability to tolerate greater volume loads within a low to moderate rep training where you're gonna, so let's say you're doing 10 reps. Well, you certainly do build up lactic acid and that can be a factor in stopping your set short.
Right.
You know, in terms of reducing muscle contractions. And again, hypothetically, you might be able to enhance the buffering capacity when you're using these moderate reps and thus improve hypertrophy across a spectrum of repetition ranges.
Interesting. And see, and I see hypertrophy as a function of volumetric adaptation and control, because you're thinking about something that's doing a lot of work. To me, as opposed to strength training, you know, low reps, heavy weight, this is not a function of volume. This is more of a function of neuromuscular adaptation or neuromuscular strength itself. And so when you do these high rep ranges, it makes perfect sense that the muscle thinks, you know, we're going to have to do a lot of this work. I mean, we've got to make some sort of structural changes so that we can handle a lot more volume of blood to quench those hydrogen ions. I mean, it makes perfect sense what you're saying. It really does. You know, I mean, it's an interesting. So what would you want people to take away from this research? Those who say, look, I want to do what's going to build the most muscle. I know that wasn't your goal necessarily, but it is kind of elucidated here. What would you say to them? Would you say that they need to spend time in those higher rep ranges periodically all the time? What do you think?
Yeah, well, that is the working theory at this point. So we didn't look at the mechanisms. So anything that I'm saying here is speculative.
Right.
And with the caveat that we'd need to do future research to try to determine mechanistically what's happening. But based on the available evidence, which is all we can go upon, I would say with good confidence that adding in some higher rep work to a routine would be is beneficial, or would be at least conceivably, to hypertrophy on a number of levels. Number one, or at least on a couple of levels. Number one, in terms of potentially improving increasing the size of the type 1 fibers themselves, which in itself, all muscle hypertrophy is going to be a function of maximizing the hypertrophy of all fiber types, and at least there is some evidence that that higher rep training will hypertrophy type 1 fibers to a greater degree than type 2, than lower rep training. And two, I think in this would go towards what I said before, adding it in will help in the buffering capacity, so when you're performing the moderate rep work, the hypertrophy type work, you may call it the 6 to 12, 8 to 12 rep range, that you'd get, you'd be able to enhance your volume load in those repetition zones and thus drive a greater hypertrophic response. Now, how that is carried out is really, there's no one way that I'd give you. So lots of possibilities. You can do, let's say, some high rep work at the end of a workout using single joint movements, let's say on your chest flies, your leg extensions, your bicep curls, tricep press downs, those types of moves might be more suited towards higher rep work at the end of a session. That's number one. You could do a daily undulating periodization or weekly undulating periodization where you'd have fixed sessions where you do a high rep day once a week, once every other week, however that may pan out. Or you can do it in a more linear block-like fashion where you have a 4-week period or so, 6-week period of doing a high rep routine. And all of them are viable options, and really structuring that would be a function of the overall routine, people's goals, and many other factors.
Okay, I have questions, obviously, okay? So here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I've got some questions. We're talking with Dr. Brad Schoenfeld. We're talking about building muscle more efficiently. Who doesn't want to do that? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limit. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Brad Schoenfeld about his most recent study looking at loading volume or volume loading. What's the proper way to say it? Volume load.
Volume load.
Yeah, volume load. And so here's a couple questions that come to mind right away. The goal of this set, at least in the study, so we want to use that as the target here, was concentric failure, correct?
Well, right. We were looking to keep them in a target rep range. So one group had failure within 8 to 12 reps. The other group had failure within 25 to 35 reps.
Okay. So which that was my next question to you. So there's some people who think that 15 reps is high volume because that is where they've trained into. They're going to have to lighten up a little bit and shoot for 20 plus reps, right?
Well, correct. I mean, there's a inverse relationship between loading
right.
and repetition and RM, so that if you're going to have a higher repetitions, number of reps, you're going to have to reduce the load in that.
Right, and but with the ultimate goal being, and so how do you know that you've lowered the load enough because you're going to start to fail in that 20 to 25 rep range? As long as you're hitting that rep range and that's where you're failing concentrically, then you are achieving the goal here.
Well, correct. So what we're looking at really is what I like to term loading zones or repetition zones, that where you're looking, you're targeting a rep range, and here it would be 25 to 35 reps, with a constant duration of a rep, let's say 1 second up, 2 seconds down, somewhere in that range. And then you're looking to hit muscle failure somewhere within that target RM, repetition maximum.
Right, okay. All right, and so this is very easy prescription for people to follow, and whether they're doing it more frequently, but like doing it at the end of every workout or picking a week or a day. High volume work obviously is critical if you want your muscles to grow.
So. To say it's critical, not if you want them to grow. So certainly you can grow in a variety of rep ranges. I think it would be beneficial to say it would be critical. I would have to have more evidence based as a research based guy, as you know I am. But I would say that based on the evidence we have, it would be beneficial if you're looking to maximize. Well, that would be the more correct way to say it, that if you're okay. looking for maximal hypertrophy, which certainly many of your listeners are, that adding in these higher rep either days or whatever cycles within a periodized routine would have benefit to maximizing the hypertrophic response.
Okay, okay. Now, obviously, all of this wonderful research that you do, that you share with the public, and everyone benefits from it, but it's in this continuum on the internet. It's at your website, I would imagine, lookgreatnaked.com, right?
Correct.
But am I right? Did I hear a rumor that you're actually going to put out a book that kind of takes this body of work that you've done and actually teaches people how to build muscle better, faster?
That is correct. So I have a it's actually a textbook that's coming out with Human Kinetics Publishers. It's due to be released in July at this point, maybe a month earlier, depending upon how things go. But it is a true textbook. It's the first textbook that solely looks at muscle, the science of muscle hypertrophy. And it's on the more advanced level. It's not an easy read for, if you're looking for a light bathroom reading, this is not the book. But it has almost 1,000 peer-reviewed references, and it goes into really the science as well as the practice. So I really do get into the practical aspects, discussing periodization, discussing how to look at routines and then break them down in terms of their optimal programming for hypertrophy. And I get into the acute data, the mechanisms, the longitudinal studies, look at all the variables, and there's a full chapter on nutrition there, too, for maximal muscle gain. And we also discuss cardiovascular, how aerobic training enters into the mix. So really just to me, this was a life's effort here, just countless hours spent, and I'm really excited about its forthcoming publication.
Like, it sounds like this would be a book that would be used in a some sort of physiology exercise physiology curriculum at a university.
Well, it can. So it's set up for really the target audience are hardcore fitness enthusiasts, personal trainers, fitness professionals, and their exercise students. It is made to be adopted into coursework in college and master's level curriculums. But certainly anyone who has some background in exercise science and is someone who likes the evidence-based aspect will be able to read this. It's not on a ridiculous level where it's not going to be accessible to the public.
Right.
It's just not, if you're looking for like a muscle and fitness type of read, it's not that type of read.
If you're looking for something that you put down and go, that was a fun read.
Yeah, this is not it.
This is not it. Okay, I want to take a break. When we come back, there's a lot of other exciting things going on with you, Brett Contreras. I think you guys are going to be over in the UK. I want to talk about that, and we'll also tell people how they can get the book come July. But you'll have to wait to the other side of the break because that's how radio works. Stay tuned.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Brad Schoenfeld about all things related to building muscle. So, Dr. Schoenfeld, where would people be able to buy your textbook come July?
It'll certainly be available on Amazon, and I believe it should be available in the major bookstores like Barnes & Noble, although I don't know what their textbook sections are like. And obviously in college bookstores it'll be available. So it'll have wide distribution. Human Kinetics is the leader in sports publications, and they always do a terrific job. So I'm confident they'll get it out into the proper circulation.
Yeah, and we'll make sure that it's up on superhumanradio.com as well when it comes
out. Terrific, Carl.
So what's this I hear? You, Alan Aragon, Dr. Krieger, who else? Oh, Brett Contreras. You guys are traveling to the UK soon, right?
Yes, we're real excited about this. We have a summit, 2-day conference set up for it's April 23rd, 22nd and 23rd, I believe, or 23rd and 24th. It is the 23rd and 24th of April, so Saturday and Sunday. It's at the University of Bath in England. So it's a couple hours outside of London. Bath, I've been there a number of times now. It's one of my favorite cities in Europe, and certainly it's one of the best in England. And Alan, Brett, and James and I are going to do a evidence-based conference. So we're going to have what we're going to focus on our individual areas of expertise. So I'm going to be discussing hypertrophy. Brett's going to be dealing with biomechanics. Alan is going to discuss nutrition, and James as well will deal with nutrition and statistical measures, insulin and other factors, and really will combine to give a full picture of optimal body composition, how to optimize body composition through training and nutrition.
Wow, how exciting. So is this like CEUs for a personal trainer?
I do not. You know, that's a great question. I don't know what the CEU deal will be. I will say this. I don't think in England, I know, they don't have, there's really no certifications out there. So other than, well, there's UKFCA, which is the Strength and Conditioning Association. So I don't know what the CEU, you know, level will be there. I do know that even if they don't, you can always apply. Something like this, you'd be able, I'm sure, to get CEUs just by petitioning the body that you're certified by.
Yeah, yeah, I would imagine so. That's exciting. And do you know what the cost will be for that? Is this something that somebody else is putting on, or...?
Yeah, so it's being hosted by three top fitness guys out in the UK, Luke Johnson, Chris Burgess, and James Concy Mitchell, who's actually a pro bodybuilder from the UK. And they have a collective out there. It's called the actual name of the organization is the Personal Training Collective, and this is their first annual conference. They're putting it on. I am not quite sure of the price as yet. I know tickets go on. You can actually, there's a website through Facebook. If you go to my fitness page, on my Facebook page, you can you'll see the link to it on my Facebook page. And you can just hit the interested sign button on the page, on the personal trainer page, collective page, and that'll get you the information. So I believe tickets go on sale March 1st for it, and it's going to be in pounds, English pounds, so I don't know how that translates into American dollars.
Right. Do you do these types of events here in the United States, where the four you know, colleagues like that get together and deliver, you know, concise summary information about these topics?
Yeah. So, Alan, Brett, James, and I are actually doing this around the world. That's we're actually going to be doing this in Australia as well in June. We have a very similar event scheduled for Australia. And that's already up. You can actually purchase tickets. I know it's sold out for the VIP for the initial run, but there's now, other tickets you can get outside of that for the Australia event. So we do this all over. As far as in the U.S., most of our speaking is with the major organizations. Like I speak for the NSCA a lot and some other organizations, but you have to find someone who's willing to host the event. To do this, and it seems that it's much more people doing this are much more available outside of the U.S. And
that startles me, because you would think that ISSN or NFPT or any of these training organizations that deliver certifications would be jumping on you guys. You're right here in our backyard. I mean, really, we got to fly you to the U.K. This should be going on here in the United States.
Let me take a step back. They do. So, I mean, I speak for the ISSN. I've spoke several times for the NSCA, for many of the organizations. But that's the solution. And the problem is that these organizations hold major conferences, but they're not just going to have me, Alan, Brett. Like, this is a full day, two full days of just me, Alan, Brett, and James speaking. Whereas if you're going to be at a conference, when I speak at the NSCA, it's at 1 hour. I get on for an hour. They just have to fill up other slots. They're not set up to do these types of individual events, at least to the scale that they're being done outside of the U.S. So what we've done so far. But people are willing. Any of the listeners out there willing to host? We're always willing to listen.
That's an amazing opportunity for anybody out there who wants to try to put something together. Let's wrap it up with. Touching base on some of the emerging research. You're always posting some amazing things out there that have to do with more efficient ways of building muscle. Anything exciting that you've been reading about from other colleagues? And by the way, I invited that other researcher on that contradicts the whole slow training efficiency and all that sort of stuff. And I believe that we've got him booked for March that far out. But anything else out there that you're excited about?
Well, yeah, I mean, my lab is putting out some really cool stuff. I can't get into results at this point because the studies are in review, but I'll tell you that I have one study that hopefully should be coming through soon that looked at three sets of three versus three sets of ten. So whereas I had one that was, if you remember, I did one that was volume equated where I did seven sets of three versus three sets of 10. So that was where volume load was equated.
Right.
And we didn't find any differences in hypertrophy. Here I did one that's 3x3 versus 3x10, mm-hmm. and found some really interesting results with that one. I have a protein study that I collaborated with Alan James and Colin Wilborn, who's a really great researcher out of Texas. And we looked at pre-protein provision, so protein provision immediately before the workout versus immediately after. And actually, I can tell you that that hopefully will get published shortly, and that will help to qualify the anabolic window, for lack of a better term.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
And we have another cool study that we're just now submitting, which looked at we did a leg press versus squats versus a combination of leg press and squats, and this. So this actually, I've been looking to do this study forever since I was a trainer, but the whole functional fitness movement where they say that machines, you should never train with machines because they're not functional, well, I wanted to put that to the test, and I collaborated with a colleague of mine, Jason Kaliwa, who I think you've had on before,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Brett Contreras and some other really great collaborators, and we looked at, like I said, three sets, so it was two times training a week, three sets of, with six sets of leg press, six sets of squats, or three sets of leg press, three sets of squats, and we looked at various functional. We looked at jumping, we looked at balance, so we did look at muscle growth, maximal strength, and found some interesting stuff there too. So lots of other stuff. I have some meta-analyses coming out as well that are going to shed some light on stuff, so working on a ton of stuff.
That's an important one to me, that last one, and I'll tell you why. Because I've had to stop squatting. I've got some lumbar spine compression that I'm coping with now. And so I've had to stop squatting. I've been relegated to leg presses. But to offset what I'm missing in the squat, I continue to do my hip thrusts. So a leg session usually for me right now is leg presses, hip thrusts, and then leg extensions, leg curls, and then some lower leg work, and I'm done because I'm not squatting. So I'd really be interested to hear about that research when that's ready to come forth.
Yeah, it's interesting, and certainly will again further the discussion about what really constitutes functional fitness.
Yeah, yeah, great stuff. The website is lookgreatnaked.com, right?
Correct. And yeah, I have a lot of free stuff on there. I have a blog, which I need to start updating more with my other stuff. But I encourage everyone to check it out. And really my goal as an educator is obviously to educate. So
and who the hell doesn't want to look great naked? Be honest. I mean, come on. That says it all. Brad, thanks so much for coming on today and talking about this.
It's always my pleasure, Carl.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire your order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Body bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Yeah, the whole show is dedicated to building muscle today. I love it. I hope the ladies don't tune out when we talk about this sort of stuff, because muscle is really important to women. If you want to stay ambulatory, you want to stay strong, you want to stay able to live your own life independently, and muscle plays a huge role. We've got great shows all week long. I hope everybody can tune in. Tomorrow's Wednesday, we'll start off with a very special episode of Science for Humans. Lots of good stuff going on here at Superhuman Radio. Hope you are sharing the shows with your friends. Help to build the Superhuman Nation. Just takes a click. I will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
The Category Killer is back.